So hi Jabari, my old friend, long time no see.
Hi Sudi, my old mate.
Yeah, how have you been? You're in London, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember you are now doing your PhD in SOAS, am I right?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. So what is your PhD like about?
Basically, my research topic is about translation studies between English and Swahili. It's literature.
And I remember you were doing your field studies in Dar es Salaam like a few months ago, right?
Yes, it's about half a year ago. I went to Dar es Salaam to collect some data for my research.
So I just get back to the academia world, so I'm really interested in hearing more about how your research and how your field study went when you were there.
Oh.
Can you tell me about it, about why you went there and what did you do, and yeah, anything you'd like to share?
Before I went to there, I wrote like a proposal plan for my field work. I planned to do some interview, and also I planned to go to the library of University of Dar es Salaam, and I planned to deliver some surveys about the readings of the students in the University of Dar es Salaam. And because my research is about the translation of Julius Nyerere, the first president of Tanzania.
Yes.
And he has he translated two Shakespeare's plays and four Gospels from the Bible.
Oh, wow.
But I do got the two Shakespeare's works, but there are no the four Gospels in the library of SOAS. So I need to go to get the hard copy from Dar es Salaam, and I do got them there.
That's great.
Yes.
The new library in the University of Dar es Salaam, right? I haven't seen it in person yet. How does it look?
It's very beautiful. It's nice. And by the way, it was built by a Chinese company.
Yeah, is it the construction site that we used to see across a Lynx office?
Yes.
Yes.
And there is a Confucius Institute. So when you go there, you can use the classroom there.
Oh.
But all those books and documents are still in the old library. They didn't move them into the new one.
Okay, so you successfully got the hard copies of the translated literature by Julius Nyerere in Dar es Salaam, which was not available in the UK.
Yes.
But it sounds like some very valuable, I mean, important literature, because it's translated by Julius Nyerere. I'm quite surprised that you have to actually fly there to get the hard copy.
Yes. I mean, it's quite central. It's important for my research because that's my topic. And the Library of SOAS is very famous for those African indigenous language materials. But it happens that they don't have a nearest translation of the four Gospels.
I see.
So it's quite fruitful. My journey to Dar es Salaam.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm now very curious to find out if our library in Leiden has that. I will check it out later. Yeah.
Yes, Leiden is also very famous for African studies.
That's why I'm here. I mean, so you also mentioned that you also did a lot of interviews when you were in Dar es Salaam. So who are the people that you interviewed? What did you ask them about?
Yes, there's one I think I can mention. His name is Ward Bogoya. He's a publisher. He's the owner of Mkuki na Nyota, a very famous publishing house in Tanzania. And he was the chairman of Tanzania National Publisher. During Nyerere's time, this publisher was in charge of all the books published in Tanzania. So Bogoya, he has a talk with Nyerere. He has a personal relationship with Nyerere. So I went to him and asked some questions about him, Nyerere, and the story of them. And he told me that one of Nyerere's play, Julius Caesari, has been played.
Played
in, I think, in the university, in the University of the Islam, and he played one of the character. So that's very important information for my research. I could write it down to my thesis.
That is really interesting, and that sounds like a very important person in history.
Yes.
And I supposed it was not too easy to get in touch with him, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I called his office several times, mm-hmm. and he has a secretary answered my phone call, and we arranged meeting several times. Finally, I met him.
Oh, wow. So what is he like in person?
In the beginning, he didn't expect a scholar who has a Chinese background to interview him about Nyerere's translation from English to Swahili, because it was quite unexpected to meet someone from China to ask him about the English and the Swahili. But when we talk, and he realized that I was really, really interested in this topic, and he visited China when he was young, and basically it was a nice talk, and I recorded our conversation. So
that's really cool.
Useful material.
Must be. So did you, was the conversation in Swahili or in English?
In English. I wrote list of those questions I want to ask, send him before our interview.
I see. You must have impressed him with your academic background, because you did Swahili for your bachelor and you did African literature for your master. So
yes.
Yeah, you've been focusing on African literature, especially East African Tanzanian literature, for many years.
Yeah. I think knowing and indigenous language is very important, because if you only speak English, then you can only talk with those people in the academic group.
Yes.
But if you know the indigenous language, you can talk with anyone.
That makes speaking Swahili extremely important if you want to do academic studies there.
Yes.
I guess things in Dar es Salaam have changed quite a lot over the years. Since after we left 8 years ago, or 7 years ago.
Yeah, 7 years ago. The infrastructure has greatly improved. Oh. New roads and the electricity and the water supply. And also there are some new restaurants, but those beautiful ones. For example, the one in Seacliff. Yes. I think you remember the one.
Yes.
Seacliff.
Is it New Africa hotel or?
Yes, like the old one is old but beautiful.
Yeah.
And there are also new ones just coming.
Yeah. I hope they are still doing their business okay during Corona time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
I think
not.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Really? President Magufuli has announced a victory against the virus.
Oh, okay. I hope that's a good sign that maybe we can go back to Dar es Salaam very soon. Yeah.
Yeah, very soon.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Jabari. It's really interesting and fruitful to hear your sharing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
thank you, my friend.
I literally cannot wait to see you again in person, either in London, in the Netherlands, or anywhere in the world. Even in Dar es Salaam, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
That'll be even better. Asante sana, Rafiki Yangu.
Asante sana.